Hello. How are you today?
Good, how are you? I
All right.
don't know how this is going to go. I got all three dogs in this room with me.
Oh, that's a good start.
We'll see. They're being quiet for now. So if I push them out of the room and shut the door, it would be worse. So
Nah, they'll be all right. They've been there before, I think.
So were you off today? I saw you ran earlier.
They had us off today because of the holiday on Sunday, so we got today off because we were already off Monday for one holiday.
That's nice. Nice extended weekend.
Yeah, it's not nice that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, you had to go back to work today.
I did. Fun's over. Back to work.
I go back tomorrow morning, nice and
Yeah.
early.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to keep this short and sweet.
Yes.
I need a book. Just thought we could do a year in review. Real quick, short one and a short goal. Any goals or whatever for, am I recording? Yeah, I'm recording.
It said recording. Yes, it's showing that you're recording.
Thought we could just talk about last year for a little bit, how it went for us and everything. Any highlight, and then running goals or whatever for next year, this year. I'm a little late on this. Normally, I like to have your
Well,
review done
only the
sooner.
second.
Oh, I usually try to get that done before the first of the year. I'm slacking.
Okay.
But overall, until you broke your back, you were having a good 2023, really, I thought. Right.
I was till that day, right? Yeah, I mean, 23 was good. In the spring we ran
Toledo,
Glass City,
Glass
right?
City, Toledo Marathon.
We,
Yeah,
yeah.
most of my winter spring running, I was getting ready for, you were getting ready for that, so we did a lot of training for that. So overall, I think that went well.
Did. We did trial in the summer and yeah, and we were getting ready for Berlin when the unfortunate accident happened. Yeah.
I have unbelievable. This is probably the lowest I'm trying to think back. I even went to my chart, filled in my binder with all that. I had six races total this year, which is really low for me. And Glass City was the first one. And that was 4:47:50. So, I mean, it was off to a decent start for me. The year, I mean, I put in some miles. I was working with a coach at that time. After in October, I quit with the coach just for the time being, at least till things get settled more in my life. And
Right.
so that part of the year wasn't good. And then, oh, we did go to a half in May, the Old Turnpike half marathon through the tunnels, and
Right.
I made it through one tunnel, and that race was a first for me because I had never DNF in a half before. Matter of fact, I think
Yeah.
I did DNF in a marathon once, but so that was a
That was an interesting race.
It was
I mean, I enjoyed it. I would probably not go back to do it, just but
the
it's certainly
impression I got from most people, they were glad they did it once, but they didn't have that desire to go back. It was like a
yeah.
one and done thing. And most people were pretty happy with that they went, did it. And I didn't really feel like I wanted to get back just to say I did it, even though I crashed and all that.
True.
So,
It's true.
and but it was like we had a really fun weekend. Got the group, the running group together, and had that fun picture. Went and got a picture in front of a giant coffee pot.
Yeah, which shows up frequently, right? I see that picture a lot.
This time,
The giant.
everybody was putting up pictures from their year in our running group, and that was a that one made a cut for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
And
I did not recap. I did not recap my year, but we're doing it
well,
now, I guess.
yeah, I didn't do a personal recap. I did like a group recap, and it turns out they're basically the same thing. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
and
Yeah, that was May.
that was me. I didn't count that as one of my six races. So actually, I attempted seven. I completed six. Didn't you go up with us to Presque Isle Half in
I did.
July? I thought you were there.
I did. Yeah, I didn't know this was our topic, or I would have had my stuff ready too,
I
but
know. We can
yeah.
change topics, but don't
No,
mind.
that's no, it's good. I can look. What day was that? July.
July 16th. I had a decent day that day. It was a fairly warm run, but you go to a race in July, it's
Yeah.
I think we I don't know, nothing bad. I thought we had a pretty good overall. We had a nice little fun group go up.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I did good that day. That I had a good race that day.
I think that's one of the things with most of our races. It seems like we just have a fun group going, and
Oh
we end up
yeah. Makes it fun for sure.
that might be the key to having a good, enjoyable race day.
Right.
And when did your accident with your back happen?
August 29th.
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
know
End of summer.
we had been, well, I had been training for Columbus. You were supposed to do Columbus. Scott did Columbus, and
We were doing Columbus and Berlin.
you were supposed to be
Yeah,
getting ready for Berlin.
in September, and then we were gonna just, do Columbus for fun. But
Yeah, plans definitely changed for you.
that changed things for sure. But it's okay. And I came back and walked the half with my brace on. And
But actually, in my listing of races, Columbus is my fourth race. Just to mix it up, I walked the Panarathon here in Youngstown, August 21st, I think. I don't know when I wrote that. Just went out to support that and went on a walk. It was a nice hot day, so I'm kind of glad I wasn't running real hard. But I wasn't going to do a short race that close to my next marathon. And that was Columbus. And once again, we had a fun group. And I think most of us, except for that part where we run 26.2 miles or 13.1 in your case, I think most people had a very enjoyable time. And you
yeah.
actually. You broke your back August 29th, you said.
Yeah.
By October 15th, you did the half at Columbus. I mean, I know you said you walked it, but.
I did. I walked it. Yeah. Very competitively. I didn't realize I was so competitive till I was out there trying to chase people down walking, but yeah.
I've known you were competitive for some time. I just don't think you've done a lot of.
But I did
Competitive walking was new for you.
never did no and but I will say, from that walking that half, and I think I said this on here before, it really just gave me a new appreciation, for the people that are out there doing it, whether they're fast or slow, and being towards the back of the pack. Just even the volunteers and the crowd were just so supportive still. So
Well,
that
I
was
mean, you're around 3 hours, weren't you?
yeah, probably around 3 hours
That's
for the half.
decent time running the half. I mean, for walking at all, that's
Yeah,
actually a
that
pretty good walking pace to me.
I mean I yeah I was but again, I just, once I started walking, then I just I I just found myself trying to walk as fast as I could, but.
Well, you were still wearing the brace at that time,
I was
weren't
still
you?
in my brace. Yeah. Yeah. What day was Columbus? I'm going through my
October
October.
15th.
I'm really distracted by my dog. I so much apologize to anybody that's listening.
Well, I mean, we did do a podcast. I didn't look up which ones. I guess I could look that up. We can do some podcasts. We did have a podcast put out back in October with a race director, Darius Blackford. Why did his name escape me? We did a race recap with him. That was episode 199, published October 27th. He doesn't.
My half marathon was 307 when we walked that.
307. That isn't a bad walking time at all. Pacer. And there is. I've been watching him starting in the beginning of December. Him and his wife Star put out a YouTube channel. This is inspiring me, so I gotta warn you. They put out a YouTube channel, just the two of them sitting there talking and trying snacks. It's called Snack Time with Darius. So
on YouTube.
Yeah, they did like, I thought they were just gonna do till Christmas. They said they were gonna do 25 episodes or something. And now I guess they're continuing it on because they missed a few, so they had a few to make up after Christmas. And then they did a few more. And now they did one New Year's Day or something. And now I guess they're going to start doing like a weekly snack time.
Oh, so, and they snack? And that's what
they bring different snacks on to try and stuff. I can't remember which one it was, but there was one they did ketchup potato chips.
Ah.
Some sort of Canadian brand. And Star did not like it. And that was just seeing her face squinch up. So maybe we should do this as a lot of people are doing their podcasts on YouTube. So maybe I'll just take the.
It sure do.
Huh?
Yeah, a lot of people do nowadays.
I don't know. I've always.
But
I don't want people worrying about it. I got a face for podcasting. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, this dog's always chaotic here.
At least then people would know what we're talking about when we're talking about the chaotic dogs and other things. But
wait,
I thought I had one idea. I did have an idea. It's not even running related to do YouTube videos, but it was going to be, I was going to call it burrito time, just hit different Mexican restaurants.
I know that you said that. I feel like you probably would have some takers in our group that would do that with you.
Yeah, I would have to find. I got to find a regular partner, somebody that would want to do it. Like,
yeah, I'm not a huge Mexican. I mean, I like Mexican, but I don't love Mexican. So,
just the idea. I got to have somebody do it with me to have a conversation with about it. So I'll work on it.
About, yeah.
That would work. Have somebody that doesn't like Mexican food go to all these different.
And try to get me, convince me to like something. I'll eat it. I'm not.
Well, you're a big fan of the one up in Orwell. Where we stopped from the bike ride.
I'll eat it, but how many episodes are you talking?
Oh, I don't know.
You'd have to eat every Mexican restaurant in the county.
That would be a good start. We'll have to. I'd have to work out some details on that one.
There you go. Anyway.
Anyway, that's another day.
That's another time.
But, how many miles did you run? Did you get a mile? Did you count your miles last year?
I didn't. No, because I'm mad right now, Bruce. I'm mad right now, so I've not added it up. So maybe at some point I'll tally up.
Are you mad because you were hurt and you didn't want to know how much?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're just mad.
I'm
like, what did I do to piss her off now?
No. But because, I mean, you know, after the whole back thing, and now you know I'm injured again right now. So, the fact that I can't,
yeah.
That I'm not able to run the way I want to be running right now, I just, yeah.
Well, I closed a year out. I kind of slacked off the last 2 months in my running, just mental and physical break, I guess. But I ended the year at 1,330 miles for the year. So, and it wasn't too bad. I'm hoping to do a little better this year and work on a few things. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to finish the rest of my races for the year since I did all these races. Could take a while, but fifth race of the year, the Halloween Dash on October 29th. That does seem close to Columbus, but went and did that one. Just a nice little local 5K. And then I went down to Louisville, which is near Canton, somewhere, on the 17th of December for a 5K called the Run Santa Run 5K. And best part about that was I ran a negative split. And a lot of that was due to the way the course was structured, because the first mile was mostly uphill, not like a steep uphill, but you had that just upgrade the whole way. And finally, you get to on the way back, you finally get to make up for it, to made for a good negative split run. But I wasn't running fast then or anything. So overall, my running went okay. And oh, there you are. Are you still there?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I had to mute. I muted Bruce because I was yelling at the dog, but I was listening to you. And then it went under the desk, and then I had to crawl under the desk to get the ball.
Well, then you froze up, so you were like just frozen there, like you're under the desk. This is why I, you know, hey, when I'm thinking about doing the YouTube thing, just throw.
And it's my computer too. When we do this from now on, I'm gonna log in on my phone, because my computer, for some reason, it sometimes freezes up.
Let's try that. You can try that.
Anyway, I probably, because Scott's out in the garage, and so he's not in here to help distract the dogs. And they're honestly like little kids. Like, as soon as you start doing something that, is not paying attention to them, you can see how Beau's acting.
Well,
anyway,
I was trying to keep this a short episode anyways. But, that kind of finished off my year for racing and everything. And overall, I mean, it was mostly... This year, there was just so much with our running group and so many good times and so many good group runs that it kind of, I overall in that way was really good. We had a Christmas party. We had picnics. I mean, overall, I thought as far as our running group goes, it went really well. And as far as the podcast, I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be. So that's something I can work on, and considering trying to expand a little bit in some other areas as far as the podcast. I don't know. Just like I said, the burrito time, that's, you know, just some ideas I'm popping in my head. And I am going to try to get more people and get my coaching business started. I've been doing a lot of, in October, that hadn't been for your broken back. I think that was like, and even that, when we changed the goal just to finish it, the walk, you were successful. Scott ran the Boston qualifier. Emily Pounds, who was on here a few weeks back, she had such a good run at St. George. And I had a Charlotte, it just seemed like everybody I was coaching lately, they've been hitting the goals they wanted. We've been having some, so hopefully I can get that going too and try to start offering this area. So just some of this stuff.
No, your coaching is wonderful. I really enjoy. I enjoy the structure of it, and I really like that app that we use. So.
Yeah, that one. That does help a lot, having that app like that. I can just upload the workouts and you can see. And depending on the person, if they're using a regular, you know, like a Garmin or some other that can links up with the app, the VO2 app, that it's so nice to see what the actual running is. You know, you can get all the data right there. And you see what if they did it or not, and see how much. And yeah. Well, that's going forward to this year. I'm going to try to get a little more consistent with the podcast. I really think like every other week's just something like that would be good. Yeah. I don't know about every week. Maybe I'll try to get if there's something good going on, we can always do extra. But
right. No, I agree. Every other week probably is good.
Try to keep
and I do. I mean, so right now I have this SI joint thing going on, and hopefully I go back to the chiropractor again tomorrow. So hopefully that gets straightened out. But yeah, I mean, hopefully, God willing, I have Boston in April.
You'll make
it.
And
we did pull it and sign up for Berlin again. So hopefully that's in September. Yeah, and Scott got a fast enough time. Well, we both did actually, but so we got a good enough time to be able to register for New York City Marathon this year. And Scott wants to run it because he never did. I'm still tossing around if I actually want to run it so close to Berlin or if I'll just go with him, but. So we got three big trips this year, running related.
You got Boston, Berlin, and New York now.
Hopefully, yeah. So
I think there's enough time. I mean, you got to plan it that way. You got to pick one as your A race, but for Scott doing
it would definitely
because be Berlin's the end of September.
Berlin would be the
Berlin's yeah. the end of September, and New York is the beginning of November. So you got a little bit of time. You can get recovered.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still looking at just recovery and then taper, but you're not going to be able to.
I mean, in New York City is definitely a fun run. I mean, it's definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure Berlin would be the faster course. So if he's going for time,
yeah.
it'd be your first one. And if something goes wrong, you can always try it again. Know you're going for it or New York. And he's signed up for Toledo, I believe. He's coming to Glass City with me and Aaron Burns and Brandon Burns. We're doing the half. Now, looking ahead for this year, right now, my big race right now is Glass City. I did sign up to be, well, I thought they were going to call them Bears Ambassadors again. Apparently, they changed the name to Influencers, which is fine. So I'm the one of your Glass City Influencers for 2024. And I'm looking forward to that race. And then that'll get me. I'm debating about the Mill Creek Distance Classic still. I'm at 48 half marathons. So do I want Glass City to be the 50th or wait? Prescott was my first one. So maybe that'll be my 50th. And then I'm debating whether to do a half or a full in the fall. And right now I'm leaning towards Wine Glass, but you never know. There's some, there's lots of good options out there. Oh, lots of great races. And Nuggins going back to Columbus. Wine Glass is such a nice one. It'd just be a nice change of pace, I think.
You did Wine Glass before, right?
In 21, I did the half. I had originally signed up to do the full, and somewhere around August, my training wasn't going anywhere. I really didn't feel prepared, so I dropped down. And that's at the beginning of October. So it's like 5-6 weeks ahead of time. I just decided to drop, do the half, and it worked out pretty well. And I really enjoyed the event. But I do have a time pace I'm going for at Glass City, which I want to try to break 2 hours there. That's me, Brandon, and Aaron. We're all talking about that. That's our goal there. And for me, from where I'm running right now, it's definitely going to take some work. And I really got to get a lot more. Last week, I think I got back to being a more consistent runner. And I think I got to carry that forward and start doing my speed work again. So that's what I got going on now. then we as far as the year ahead, so that, which is really good because now people know what they're probably going to be listening about. Besides whoever I actually get on here with me, and you know, I'm sure I'll have some of the others that have been pretty regular. I'll try to get Rick Blair back a couple times, Aaron Burns a few times. I think who else? But I'm probably forgetting some people I know. I should have taken notes. That's another thing I should start doing this year for the podcast. Since we were supposed to record this in 2023, I'm giving myself leeway, but I got to start making notes and be more prepared for the podcast.
Yeah. Me as well. I didn't know the topic today, or I would have been more prepared.
Oh, I just figured you'd know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And
many good things to look forward to in 24.
All right. And let's, I just thought we'd get on and do a quick 2023 review and a little goal setting or looking ahead for 2024. And
definitely. It's going to be a good year.
Because I know one time I did a whole podcast about it back in the day, back before I knew you, about how to set goals. And there was the SMART way of doing it. And it was an acronym for specific. You got to have, for running, it would be like setting a specific goal of distance or pace or time, measurable. So since I'm trying to break 2 hours and a half, that would be how you're measuring whether you hit the goal or not. Now I'm trying to remember what the other two were. Dang. Now I got to look it up. I can't remember what A was.
Probably attainable.
Attainable. That would be a smart. That would be a good wet thing to go through. I think that's attainable for me.
R is realistic, and T is what, in what time frame?
Specific, measurable, achievable. Achievable, attainable, same thing. R is realistic, so the goal's got to be realistic. So if I decided I was going to run a marathon in Glass City instead of the half and try to break 3 hours, I don't think that's realistic for me. For other people, it is. I'm just talking to you. And the other one is timely. I think you really need to make it a time bound. If you're making a goal for yourself or anything, you got to, like, we're setting the goal. Okay, we want to break it at Toledo. So that's the time frame for that. Even though if I don't make it there, I'll probably be running a couple more to try to make it. So, but yeah, that was the way, that way it's definitely measurable. I think it's realistic. And I think it's achievable. And the time bound, well, we set a time for it.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals for Boston other than to finish? I mean, right now is your injuries. We got to get you back, finish up.
Yeah, honestly, that's my goal right now, right? I just need to get back to running.
Without hurting.
Yeah, without hurting. So hopefully, but yeah, Boston, if I am, and yeah, I just want to run it, right? I'm just not in a frame of mind right now to set any like super goals because I'm just honestly frustrated. So my goal is to get back to running.
Oh yeah. That's how I would, the last month or two, because I noticed how much my mileage totals for the month really slipped. And I can remember a time I went years, never ran under 100 miles a month. I had that consistency. And I think that's one of the things I gotta get back to. So I really feel like last week, and then this week's off to a good start. Of course, I was off work, so that made it easier. So I think now that I have the goal in mind and that I'm trying to follow my training plan, so I think those things will get me back to being consistent. Combine that with trying to get in some long runs and working in some speed work every week. I think I'll be able to at least get close to it. I have a good feeling that the three of us, well, mostly it was I don't know anybody else that's specifically doing the half for that time frame of 2 hours besides me, Brandon, and Aaron. And I know Aaron's got something she got to get looked into, so that's got her a little behind maybe. But of the three of us, I'm most worried about me making it, not so much them. So you know you're muted.
I've been talking this whole time.
you were muted. I kept talking and talking.
No, it's because Scott's working on the bathroom and he started banging with a hammer and stuff.
Okay.
Listen, I promise. No. I promise. Next time we record, I'll take my phone and I'll go hide upstairs in my closet if I have to.
No, you don't have to do that. We're fine.
Gosh. Yeah.
But I think we're good. And did you have anything you want to? Other than getting healthy, I think for next year, that's got to be your biggest goal. And then we can go from there.
That's right. Yeah. That's my goal. Get healthy and hopefully be able to run at these major marathons. But we'll see
you
what
will.
Happens. Yeah.
Right now, like I said, I think the biggest thing, you just got to get, I don't know if you didn't get enough rest. I don't know if something in your recovery, you went too, came back too fast, or something that's not healed. I would thought all those problems would have just been healed up from being off that long with the back. But
I think the issue right now, it's just a chronic thing that I've had, and I honestly think breaking my back just kind of intensified it. So
very much
could.
Okay. I'm no doctor, yeah. So
yeah, me I'm either.
And right now, I think just try to keep walking or walk around if you can, and we'll have to go from there.
Right.
Because I don't want to see you get hurt any more than you are.
That's well, just... no.
All right. Well, I know I'll be seeing you soon. So.
Yeah, thank you. And again, I apologize for the noise from the dogs.
Well, they were fine.
All right. Very good. Well, have a good rest of your night.
You too. Take
All right,
care.
See you later. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Get back to work tomorrow.
Bye. Yep.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just a Runner's podcast. This is episode 203. Yay. So, how's it going? Hope everybody's having a nice running. If you're in Ohio, like I am, you're getting some real cold weather. It wasn't doing too bad for a little while there, so hopefully y'all have a great year coming up. And dealing with that, if you have some big races coming up, contact me for my coaching. And you can reach me at justarunner65@gmail.com. I've been coaching this year. This fall, I really got a few more people. And be happy to start working with some more people, some more runners, and get you to your spring goals. So apparently I am now sponsoring my own podcast, and that now going. We've already recorded the podcast previously, and the reason I say that is because I made a mistake, and I was talking about how many races I ran in 2023. I had got together on a Zoom call with Don, my co-host. You can see the quotation marks if you were here. I'm just messing with you, Don, if you go back and listen. And we're talking about that. And I started talking how that was a really low year for me. Usually I'm 11, 12, 13, I'd have to go back and look, but somehow I didn't put into my logbook that I ran the What We're Thankful For 4-miler race on Thanksgiving Day, which is really odd. I remember being done with the race. I remember looking at my time, saw it was a little better than last year, which actually surprised me. Something totally blanked out and had never wrote it down in the logbook. And when I went reviewing this I didn't catch it till after we recorded, and it's hard enough to get a scheduled recording. So I decided to just go ahead with it and let you know. Every time I say I had six races, I really had seven. So contrary to popular belief, I am not perfect. Now, and we talked about some things, and I got ideas in my head of how this is going to go forth for the year, and we talked about some of that. And so a little bit of a review of 2023 and a little bit of going forward. All right, well, let's get to the podcast. Here comes Dawn.